get up on our feet for a time of worship this morning. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity where we can come together with expectation in our hearts for what you're going to do, not only in us, God, but in this church. Lord, let what's taking place today glorify you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We speak your name, we lift our eyes, tune our heart to your beat. Where you are, there we'll be, with fire in our eyes, our life's a light. Your love untamed is blazing out, the streets will glow forever bright. Your glory's breaking through the night. You
whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's get into this morning. Wait a minute. Let's wake up. Everybody take your arms, put them out like this. Okay, shake them up. Okay, remember we did this a long time ago. Everybody say A, B equals C. So A plus B equals C, okay? We do not have a drummer today, so we are the drummer. Listen, I'm going to say this last night. I'm going to try to articulate it the best that I can. Thank you so much, Marcia, for you and Gary being here at prayer last night. But there was a point that when we were praying, I began to weep and just say, thank you, Dad. I can't articulate what I saw. But right here, I saw this massive stone. And not Jesus, but God sitting on it. I could just tell it was him, no facial features or anything. And he said, I am here. If my people could only know. And you could tell I was very touched at that. And I'm just going, I know. But for us to come with anticipation, and we did an agreement with Norma's statement she made to Carol yesterday. Wednesday night was our highest number we ever had, 65 people. If some of our regulars would have been here, we would have been over 70 people Wednesday night. And Norma goes, why aren't they here on Sunday? We make an agreement right now. They need to be here on Sunday. Yes, the Father's here on Wednesday, but on the mornings, this is where the Father is. He says, if my people could only know. We need to come in with full anticipation that God is going to speak into our heart, that God is going to touch our lives. He has something very important to speak to us today, and that's why I'm going to, they can stay there because kiddos are going to go in the back, but I need everybody close enough that at one point or two points that we're going to be able to hold hands. Y'all are going to come out of the sound booth when we get to this point because we need to understand some things. And it all came out of last night's message. So this, or that vision that the Father gave to me. So this morning, the Father is here. And he's saying, if my people can only grasp. Solomon prays this prayer, there is none like you on heaven and earth. We're going to read a scripture today out of Ephesians that says that you were once dead and now we have been brought to life. If there's anything alive in us that we've accepted Christ, this is a time of coming together of celebration. So this morning, let us rejoice. Let us pray the prayers as these words here are prayers that we are putting in motion, psalming to one another, to each other. So this morning, as we psalm this morning together, we are psalming to Him. Let us worship Him in the fullness of what He is. Help me remember that spirit as we go into our teaching time today. Please help me remember that. Thank you, Jesus. Let us worship Him this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we worship You. We give You praise and honor. Lord, we ask You and invite You into this place. I don't want to play church. I don't want to just to come. But Father, I want a life-changing event every time we come. I pray for Tom and Cindy as they're on their way to the doctor with their two kids this morning. They already stopped. We've already prayed for those kids. But Lord, everything that is coming down on them, let me just stop. Everybody look this way. How many feel that the world is just coming down on you right now? That you don't seem like you have any control over anything. And it's you and against the world and you're losing. Anyone feel that way? That's the very words that Tom wrote me on my text this morning. My world is caving in because of situations with the kids, the daughter, courts, all that kind of stuff. We were at court with them the other day. I can't go into that except the judge. Dude, there's times that judges need to listen to the right people. The problem with our court system is they don't listen to the right people. They don't listen. They just have their minds made up. And you want to just take that judge and go, wake up. And they feel the whole world is crowding in. And this is what I text him this morning. You're not in this battle alone. God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus are in this battle with you, alongside you. Carol and I are in this battle with you, and a church is going to be behind you in prayer and standing up. Ephesians says stand, and then continue to stand. And when you've done everything you know how to do, then just continue to stand. Moses makes this statement, behold the hand of the Lord. Listen, God wants to move in our life mightily. But we disallow that so many times with our attitudes and placing other things in front of us this morning. This morning, Father, we dedicate this morning to You. We have prayed for those two kids, and again, now we pray for Tom and Cindy because the world is crashing down upon them. I see Mary looking at me. The world is crashing down on me. I see other faces looking at me saying, the world is crashing down on me. Father, we know it's crashing down on Tammy and Roger too. And God, I ask You, the God of all creation, the God, the miracle worker, the one who has come alongside of us. Father, I feel the weight of my skin, my stuff, and last night being one of the worst nights I've ever had. Lord, I believe that when we hear the word today and we understand the word today, it can be so transforming if we will grab hold of it and we will walk with it. Help me, Lord, as I articulate what You have placed in my heart to break the silence that You talk about in Colossians, to break the silent wall that stands against us, that the world says, do not speak into my life, do not speak outside the walls of that church, do not speak about this or that, keep your religion to yourself. And Jesus, You say, break the silence, that the world may know that You are God and King and Lord of all. So this morning as we come, we invite You in. We humbly ask You to come. Clean out the earwax in our ears. Wipe the blinders from our eyes. Give reason and substance to our voice. Lord, come live in our hands and come live in our feet. For what we have, the apostles died for, and we take for granted. Lord, humble us today, knowing that You are the Lord God, King of all. And we just embrace You and worship You this morning. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we worship You.
At break of day, in hope we rise. We speak your name, we lift our eyes. Tune our heart to your beat. Where you walk, there you'll be. With fire in our eyes, our lives alive. Your love untamed is blazing now. The streets will glow forever bright. Your glory's breaking through the night.
Come on.
You will never fade away. Your love is here to stay by my side. Shining through me every day. You will never fade away. Your love is here to stay by my side in my life. Shining through me every day. Wake within me, you're in my heart forever. Wake within me, you're in my heart forever. With fire in our eyes, our lives alight. Your love untamed is blazing now. The streets will glow forever bright. Your glory's breaking through the night. You will never fade away. Your love is here to stay by my side in my life. Shining through me every day. You will never fade away. Your love is here to stay by my side in my life, shining through me every day. You wake within me, you're in my heart forever. Wake within me, you're in my heart forever. You wake within me, you're in my heart forever. You wake within me, you're in my heart forever.
Challenge everybody here with today is to not focus on what's going on up here, but look clean into your own situation and worship the Father for who He is. I'm going to be bold and say this. We're not the concert. We're not the thing to fill in until the word goes. Here's the thing about worship. It sets the tone, it sets the platform for the word to go forth. And if we want to cut worship out, we're going to miss what the Lord wants to do in the word. So I'm going to challenge you to not be so anxious to hear the word and just get out and leave. I'm going to challenge you to lift your hands, to sing this song out with passion, because only you know what you're going through. Only you know where you've been from, what you seem to face. And this is to help you remind yourself that you have a good Father. A Father who loves you immensely. And He just longs and desires to spend time with you, to know you, and for you to know Him. So with hands lifted in this place today, everybody's hands up. If you were in front of a cop and he had his gun pulled, the first thing you do is throw your hands up. Well, Jesus ain't got no guns of rage and wrath pointed towards you. So the very least you do is lift your hands before him. The hardest part is lifting your hands because it means surrender. So when you lift your hands, surrender it all to him. There are things you can't change on your own, and it's all right. But this position is the one that says, God, I can't, but you can. So only do what you can do, Father. And I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night as you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Not loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Not loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know what we need before we can say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Not loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
I'm loved by you.
It's who I am. It's who I am.
It's who I am.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. For this love so undeniable, I can hardly speak and be so unexplainable. I can hardly think this love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Be so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, love. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. Not loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am.
who I am.
We'll sing out.
Good Father, it's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, Jesus.
The reason why I had you lift your hand is just for surrender, so that you can take your hand off. So that God can put his hand on. It's so easy for us to just constantly want to have control. It's very easy to want to have control. But throughout the rest of the week, I want to challenge you that when those problems rise again and you take your hand off, you're saying, God, I can't control it, but you can. You're perfect in everything you do.
Leave those words up there because I believe this is prophetic for us right now. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all our ways. Perfect in all of your ways to us. Psalms 21 says this. The king's heart, he is talking about you and I in this. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Last night, as I had that vision of God sitting here, like I said, I couldn't see facial expressions. I just see him on this gigantic rock, the church in which he built, with his hands outstretched, looking at me as I'm sitting here. Going, if my family only knew, if my kids only knew that everything in this life comes before me and how I cry to touch their hearts. This is what the Father is saying to you and me, those that raised your hands a while ago, that said that the world is falling down upon me. He's saying this, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like the water course, wherever he pleases. All the man's ways seem right unto him, but the Lord weighs the heart. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. He goes on about haughty eyes. He goes on about those things, but the water course of our life is directed by him. I want to say this real quick. Wherever you are, where you feel the world is coming down on you, listen, that's part of the water course direction in your life. Water courses are, they're fast, they're slow, they're wide, they're narrow. They have rapids, they have waterfalls, they have ebbs and tides. And there's times where our life seems to be just going rapidly, then all of a sudden the bottom drops out and we're in a waterfall, and then we're in an ebb to where we're not moving at all, and that water course is directed by the Lord and you are in his hands. Scripture says this to all of you guys and to myself. At 1:30 last night I wake up. At 2:30 I couldn't stand the pain anymore and I'm in the shower for an hour. I turned it down low enough. It was the only way I could get any comfort whatsoever. But in that hour of being in the shower, this was my prayer. Your grace is sufficient for me. Your grace is sufficient for me. wherever you are in life, he says that, listen, I won't give you anything that you can't handle. But what I will tell you is the world will give you everything that you cannot handle. Therefore, that's why I call you to me. Allow me to direct the water course of your life. Allow me to take you over the spillage areas or the empty places to fill in those places. That he is in control, and wherever you are this morning, understand he knows where you are, and it has not caught him by surprise. He is there. He will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. He is the answer to everything we need. So as we sing this again, I want us to understand those words. You are perfect, God, in all of your ways. Wherever you are, he is perfect, leading you where you are right now. Shirley, I know you're going through rough times at home. God is perfect in all of the ways. He's directing the water course of your life. And there will be a day of championship. But right now, it's ebb and flows and waterfalls. The same thing with you, Roger. It's those kind of things that we have to place our trust in him. This morning, I'm going to make a call. We're going to sing this again, but I'm going to make a call. Thank you for those that came for prayer tonight. But I'm calling for all of us to come to prayer. If we need to set a special time, a different day. My mama's church is smaller than ours. And what they did is they started meeting on Sunday nights and started doing prayer. And then they would bring a meal and then they would eat Sunday night. Their church is almost tripled because of the prayer. Because God is being placed first. I'm asking people to show up early. I'm asking people to be here not on time, but be here early to begin to pray for what God wants to do with us and in this place. Today, I will push the envelope with everybody today because God pushed the envelope with Carol and I yesterday, and I'll talk about that in a little bit. Father, you are perfect in all of your ways. So as we worship you, not only are we going to sing and give lip service to that, but Father, we want to sing and give heart service to that whole song that you were perfect. Make this your prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are
perfect in all of your ways.
Yes, you are to us. You're a good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts. these bones will sing. Great are you,
Lord.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise.
We pour out our praise. It's your breath.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only.
People, listen, God wants to do something. I'm not quite sure what it is. I'm just being led. But everyone, when you raised your hand a while ago, listen, you give life, you give love, you bring light in the darkness. Surely I believe that the darkness that's going on in your situation, that God wants to bring light. We claim those kids and those grandkids in the name of Jesus. We stand in opposition of the spirits that want to take that sanctuary down. Father, we ask you to give her enlightenment. We ask in the name of Jesus that she is able to see through the darkness and see the light that you are coming. So, Lord, we ask that in Jesus' name. We ask that in Jesus' name. He brings light into the darkness. Where you seem that you have no hope, He is restoring that right now. Roger, there is hope. Let Him restore the hope that is there today. Every heart that is broken, if you're here this morning and you have a broken heart, allow Him to begin to mend it, because He came to heal the broken heart, not to destroy or to break our hearts. You are great. Let's sing this one more time here. Thank you, Jesus.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. darkness, you give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give love. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
All the earth
and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry,
these bones will sing.
Great are you, Lord. And all the earth we'll shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Father, as we just break your bread this morning, as I prayed that last week before Omar came up, and I love what you're doing in him and the teaching gift that you're giving him. But Father, I remember walking down the Via della Rosa and smelling that fresh pita bread. Just, ooh, there was nothing that smelt better to me than that experience. Lord, this morning as we break your bread, fill our nostrils, fill our lungs, fill our senses with the smell of the sweet bread of your word this morning. That today is not a day that we just come and hear something. Today is a day that we're encouraged, enlightenment, and then go forth. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, everyone said amen and amen. We'll take up the offering later. I don't want to miss where we're going and any announcements we have. Kiddos, you're dismissed. If you can just bring my teaching up. I want everybody to be, I think everyone, you guys might have to come sit up one row. Okay? And there's a reason for that. It's an illustration, so kiddos, you can head on out, and we're just going to read now. Would you just play while I read this?